Do you wash your hair in the shower?
Sometimes.
Do you shave in the shower?
No, I don't shave. But oh, hang on. Shave where?
Your face.
No.
All right, you know.
Shave when, my left testicle, though.
You know when you wash your hair in the shower, you shampoo?
Yeah.
Do you sometimes, when you're having a shower, do you let your mind drift?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I always let my mind drift when I'm in the shower.
On all sorts of subject matter?
Oh, you can't begin to imagine the subjects that I think of in the shower.
Do you have it projected on a screen?
Oh, God, if only I could and then have it on a personal video recorder.
Okay, don't worry about that.
But you sell it for a fortune.
You do think of other things.
The what?
While you're showering.
Than showering? Yes,
yeah,
I do.
You think of stuff, right?
Yes, I do.
You think of things such as, oh, when I finish the shower, I've got to remember to do this, and I've got to, when I get to work, I've got to make that phone call.
Oh, no, I don't think of that. No.
Or whatever.
But I think of things, yes.
Different people think of different things.
Yep.
Sometimes, this happens to me, and I'm sure it's got to happen to you, and it's got to happen to others.
Mm-hmm.
You sometimes get so, even though you're in a routine in the
lathered
shower.
Lathered up, one might say.
You get lathered up. No, but you sometimes forget, did I wash my hair? Because what I do when I go into a shower, one of the first things I do when I turn the
taps on,
the taps on to get the temperature right, I stick my head underneath and just wet my hair.
Oh, because that would have buggered me. I was going to say, well, wouldn't you just know that your hair's not wet? But you shower in a peculiar fashion.
Well, I do. I wet my hair. A lot of people do that. They wet their hair first.
I don't know anyone else
that
does that.
They run their hair, their hands through their hair.
I don't know anyone that does
then
that.
Then they rub their hands on the sides of their body.
And
some of it may wander down.
Yes!
Some of it may wander down the...
Yes! To where?
The genitalia.
Oh!
Maybe.
Oh.
The bum crack.
Okay, maybe.
Oh, no, not
crack.
Without soap. No.
No.
Not without soap.
But no.
Because I don't want a smelly finger.
What the point I'm making is you lose track of your procedure.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Because we all have procedures. Now, I'll give you my example.
Okay.
Because you don't shave in the shower.
No, I don't.
But my basic procedure is I jump in, get the hair wet, like a la-la-la-la, and I also take my toothbrush in there with my...
Sometimes I do that.
Yeah, I brush because I like brushing vigorously, and because I'm in the shower, it doesn't matter whether I get all the shit sprayed all over the glass.
Oh, no, completely.
It doesn't matter because you can sort of wipe
perfectly
it down.
Reasonable.
So I brush vigorously for about 30 minutes, right? La-la-la-la-la, vigorously.
Because in fairness, you shower for about an hour at a time.
3.25 hours.
Yeah, per shower.
Yes.
3 times a day.
Of course. Nine hours
in the shower. My Christ, no wonder you're hydrated.
Yeah.
You don't need moisturiser on your skin. It's so soft and supple because it's, well, drowned, really.
He sits in a chair and the chair soaks up the water and it's wet.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Anyway, so I wet the hair. What have I done? I've brushed my teeth.
Yes.
And next step is, I'm just remembering now. Oh, next step is I shave.
Oh, really? So you do the whole start from the top and work your way down?
Yeah, I shave my face,
right.
And then I stick my head under the shower nozzle and clean away all the excess shaving stuff that I've left
material
after I shave.
Yes.
And if I'm thinking about something else, it can confuse me
that's bad.
I've washed my hair and I've gone, hang on a minute, have I washed my hair yet?
Oh, you'd have to do it again.
And I look at the shampoo bottle and I look at the lid, I take the little lid off, and I go... Yeah, it looks a bit moist there. Maybe I just used it. Or maybe I didn't. I forget.
But have you?
So I wash it then a second time.
Oh, I was going to say, do you then just go straight to conditioning?
I don't use conditioner. I've never
Use conditioner?
I never use conditioner. My hair's naturally soft.
Oh, it is. Boys and girls, if you were to fondle the fish's melon feel what's left of his hair...
It's like feathers.
Oh, it is soft as
because
a baby's bum.
Because I don't use conditioners, which I think...
What sort of shampoo do you use?
You'd be very surprised.
I'm going to be.
I use Selsun, which is the anti-dandruff shampoo.
Oh.
And I've been using that since about the age of 16 or 17 years of age.
Just after you became a regular person after being a three-year-old transvestite through to the age of 16.
Yeah, when I had really bad dandruff.
Oh, did you?
And I used it then and it killed all the dandruff.
Did you have like... dandruff all over your shoulder as a kid?
Oh, I look like Mount Everest.
I was going to say, because you would have been popular at school then, looking like Mount Everest. Yeah. Other kids trying to climb on you.
Yeah, a lot of kids trying to climb. The Sherpas gave me the shit, so...
Really?
Piss off!
God damn it, get off me.
Yeah, big dandruff problem.
Oh.
And I've only used Selsun since then.
And no dandruff.
And that's why I've got beautiful, soft hair.
You know, you should do a Selsun dandruff commercial. Television commercial. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to ring... whoever it is that makes Selsun on Monday and explain the situation to them. And I reckon we will have a film crew in your shower week after next.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
For, I'm not sure which shower, and I don't know whether we can get 9 hours of videotape.
Yeah, you can't buy videotapes that are 9 hours long.
We might have to edit a bit.
And anyway...
Yes. So after you've done the shave, yes. the brush the teeth... You may or may not have washed the hair, so then you wash it a second time without conditioner. What's next?
Next is the lathering of the body.
Right. Do you lather under the arms?
Always.
Ah, good.
Under the arms, shoulders. I try to get round the back. I don't use one of those...
No.
Scrubbing brushes. I don't use one of those.
No.
I just try and...
I use a toilet brush on occasion.
Do you?
Yeah.
I try and sort of soap as much as I can on the back, and then I turn the nozzle of the shower head... to 1,000 PSI.
Right. So that the water is, in fact, piercing the skin as a cosmic ray does.
Yeah, I gurney my back.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's a beautiful feeling.
Oh, it would
And
be.
Anyway, I lather all up and go
you
down.
Then put that on the spuds by any chance?
Of course I do.
Oh, yeah.
I've got the removable handle.
Oh, lucky bastard.
Yeah. And then, again, I lather up down the spud area and all of that.
I hope you don't lather too much. You don't spend too much time on the spud area, do you?
I do a lot of spudding.
Oh, that's dangerous.
I do a lot of spud.
In a
spud washing.
In purely a hygienic fashion.
Of course. That's
There'd be no other reasoning.
No other reason.
Just checking.
Just.
And to make sure.
Purely hygienic.
Okay.
So, now after 40 minutes of cleaning the spuds. And they get red raw, don't they?
By Christ, they would.
They would, yeah. Yeah. And then I just stand under the shower and flush. Flush it all out.
Do
clean
you,
it, rinse.
Do you wash your legs and your feet and in between your toes and that sort of thing?
No,
do
I don't.
Because you made no mention of that.
I let the suds do that naturally.
When was the last time you got some kind of implement and stuck it down and underneath each of your toenails and in particular your big toe to get all the goop out?
I don't have goop.
I'm sure there's goop.
It's crystal clear.
I'm not convinced of that.
The reason is because when I get to bed, I sometimes play with my feet. I don't know if you do that.
Really?
And
just when you say play with your feet...
I just check it.
How do you do this?
I just check it. Like I grab my foot.
Mm-hmm. And you bring your foot up behind you or in front of you?
Behind me.
So you're laying on your back, say, like this.
No, I'm...
And you bring your foot up like this?
I'm sitting upright in bed.
Oh, I see.
And then I just...
You're that flexible?
Yeah, and I cross my leg.
It's impressive.
And then I fondle my foot.
Right.
I check for... Calluses, corns.
Hard skin on the heel.
Hard skin on the heel.
That sort of thing.
Carbuncles.
On the foot.
On the foot.
Jeez, you wouldn't want a carbuncle on your foot, I reckon. That'd be bad.
What else? Loose skin.
And it's perfectly clear at the side of the big toenail.
Perfect. No shit between the toes. No shit under the toenails. Not even, fragments of my socks. Get in there.
Wow, that I wonder whether the Selsun... Is that Selsun Blue?
Selsun Blue.
I thought, because it just suddenly shot into my mind. I remember the TV commercials, and it was always Selsun Blue.
Yeah, Selsun Blue.
And I wonder whether the reason that your toes are so clean is because the Selsun Blue is actually just washing off your person.
That's a possibility.
And down to the toe region.
But whether it is or it isn't, doesn't soap naturally... fall down between your toes?
Well, yes, it does, but I use Pantene, and I, on occasion, that's on a regular basis...
Pantene, that's shit.
Yeah, but I've got beautiful hair. Short, but beautiful.
It's like stainless steel. What's it called?
Yeah, steel wool.
Steel wool, your hair.
Yeah,
Jesus
no, I can't
Christ.
Argue.
And you call that, beautiful?
Yeah, you're right. It's appalling. It's shit out, I accept that. I wish I had the hair of my father.
Like you got the hair of your dog.
Well, he hasn't looked too good these days either, in fairness.
No, that's what happens, the procedure. Anyway, I forget sometimes...
Whether you've done the hair.
Whether I've done the hair or not, because I constantly rinse from the top down.
And for 3 hours.
There's
a
little test I do sometimes.
Oh, do tell.
But it's not conclusive, because I do my hair every day.
Right.
You rinse your hand, you rinse your hair...
Yes.
And you rub it on the back of your head.
Right.
And if it goes squeaky, like... real squeaky, that means you've done your hair. If it's not perfectly squeaky, you've produced a little bit of oil, so it must have taken at least 24 hours.
Right.
And therefore you haven't done your hair.
Haven't washed your hair.
Yeah.
I see.
Good theory.
I mean, that's a brilliant theory.
It works.
So this is what I've always liked about you, is this whole time management and the whole methodology behind your life.
Absolutely.
I mean, there is methodology behind every second of your life, isn't there?
After the shower, I fill out a timesheet.
Really?
Just to account for my time. And in case, you know, in case the Australian Tax Office comes along one day, knocks on the door and says,
what did you do for the last 3.5 hours, 4 times a day?
And I'll pull the timesheet out.
And what time was that? And you'd say to them?
I would be able to say, just pick a time and pick a day and I'll be able to tell you. I'll be able to account for anything. If I have to go to the toilet for a crap, on a timesheet. I've even got time codes for them.
Oh, really?
Mm.
And what sort of code is what is it, a number one, a number two?
Letters.
Or do you have a much, a letter?
GFC, going for crap.
Oh, of course. Yeah. And what, GFP for going for piss?
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
What about if you just want to sit there and read the paper and watch telly?
RTP.
Of course, what was I thinking?
Read the paper.
Mm, mm. And now, when you wake up in the morning, because I know that, as I say, you do have great methodology in your whole time management thing. When you wake up in the morning and you then decide whether you're going to get out of bed, but only because you've got to go and have a piss, have a crap, have a shower, get your breakfast, and do all the complete path of critical path, if you will, of ensuring that your time is not wasted.
Yes.
Do you crap before or after the shower?
Always before.
Oh, I just want to make sure of that.
Oh, no.
Because I wouldn't want to see fecal matter on that clean area.
Can I say something?
Certainly.
There's been occasions where I've crapped before, I've had the shower then, and then during the course of the shower...
Well, I'm not surprised for 3 hours.
Well, As I'm digesting breakfast,
of course, whilst having a shower,
the old stomach's going.
Oh, I hate that.
Yeah, and of course I've got to
go it again.
Yeah.
And do you leave the shower running when you're doing that?
Who said anything about stepping out of the shower?
Of course. I say you just then stand on it and push it down between the.
Yeah.
Oh, how hygienic!
It's like those clay things you make at school where you push it through little puzzle things.
It doesn't sound at all good.
Oh, come on.
Doesn't sound at all good. Boys and girls, if you've got an interesting technique of your shower philosophy,
yeah, you reckon
I'd like to I'd like to hear about it.
Right.
And see if it compares with the fish.
You won't.
I doubt that anyone would even come close. But on the off chance that anyone does, studio@netfm.net is where you could send it to, or netfmradio@hotmail.com.